All right, we're in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and last week we ended with part of verse 15. That's where we want to pick up this week. So 2 Timothy 3:15, where Paul is writing, continuing to write to Timothy, and he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus." And then he goes on in verse 16 to say, "And all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." And we talked last week about how much of a blessing it is for a youngster to be raised in the truth of God's Word. And we went over a number of cases in the Scriptures. We talked about Samuel, who was given by Hannah to Eli to serve in the temple in the Old Testament. We talked about Josiah, who was an 8-year-old king. He did some hard things, if you remember. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but he also did some hard things in when you stick with what's right. He cleaned out all the false gods and the groves in the which still exist today in the world and in this country, and heathen shrines and all. And you don't think that's difficult? Try taking somebody's sacred cow away from them, the things that they value in the name of God. Well, he did it. We talked about David. And we didn't talk about all the youngsters in the Scriptures, because it would be too much of an exhaustive study. But there are many more. Remember Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were taken as youngsters, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids, captured by Nebuchadnezzar and tempted with all the pleasures of the world. And they denied themselves those pleasures because of the fear of God in their life. And I remember that Paul was in jail, remember? And his sister's son, a little lad, heard the Jews making a vow that they wouldn't eat or drink until they killed Paul. And he went, this little lad went, and he went up to the centurion. The centurion takes him by the hand, and he delivers his message that these evil men were going to try and kill his uncle. And what a heroic, fearless little boy that was there. And here we see Paul praising the Lord for the fact that Timothy was raised by his mother and his grandmother in the Lord. What a joy that is. And Paul says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures." Now here we have a problem for a lot of people, because when they read this verse, they cannot and they do not read it with confidence and with believability. Because here we see, remember now, this is, we're in the year 2010, about 2000 plus 10 years ago, Paul is writing that Timothy had something in his possession. And what is it that Timothy had in his possession? He says that Timothy had the Holy Scriptures. Something that, by and large, the majority of Christians today will tell you that was impossible, and that we don't have them even today. And yet Paul writes that that Timothy had the Holy Scriptures, and that what Timothy was reading was the words of God with the breath of God in them that were alive. They were God-breathed copies that Timothy had. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning, how that if you believe the Scriptures, you believe what the Holy Spirit wrote here, and that Timothy actually had God's words. Scripture in the Bible is defined for us in the Scriptures. Let's just look at that. Look at Matthew chapter 22. So we know exactly what the Lord is referring to when he refers to his Scriptures. Look at Matthew chapter 22 and then verse 29. And we see here Jesus is talking to the scribes and Sadducees, the Pharisees, and Jesus says here, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection," they had asked Christ a question, trying to trick him and to trap him, which doesn't go anywhere with God, of course. "For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven." And angels are not sexless. They just don't marry. "But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read?" And here's your definition of Scriptures that we see from verse 29 dropping down to verse 31. "That which was spoken unto you by God." That's the definition of the Holy Scriptures. The words of God. "That which was spoken unto you by God." Look into John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, chapter 2. And verse 16. And you remember the Lord Jesus Christ threw the money changers out of the temple? This is in reference to that. John 2:16, "And Jesus said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." The Lord's house was the temple. And this is the same house that Christ is referring to in John 14:1-6, where he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and bring you unto myself," and so on. So the Father's house is the temple that Israel was worshiping in. "And his disciples remembered not that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." And that was written in the Old Testament. And they didn't put it all together. "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body." He wasn't speaking about the physical temple of brick and mortar. Verse 22 is where we wanted to go. "When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them." So they recounted, they remembered what Christ had said about, "In 3 days I'm going to rise from the dead." And they believed the Scripture, the words of God, and the word which Jesus had said. The words of God are the words that God has spoken. The Scripture are the words that the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken. And God has chosen, we'll say a little bit more of this a little bit later, God has chosen not to keep and maintain the original autographs that the holy men of God wrote, but he has chose to preserve his word. And that's what Timothy had, the Holy Scriptures. What Timothy had were faithful copies of the words of God that were called Scripture. And you only call Scripture, from the definition of the Bible, the words of God, not the words of man. Look at Matthew chapter 21, and excuse me, and verse 42. And we're not making a comprehensive study on the Scriptures this morning, but There's so much in the Bible that we could point out. In Matthew 21:42, Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read in the Scriptures? Now, just ask yourself the question. In the verses that we've read, ye do err not knowing the Scriptures. Here we read, did you never read in the Scriptures? How could the Lord Jesus Christ say such a